Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, doggies? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 3rd, 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, Rickies. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What a poopy weekend on many levels.
Yes, it was. But it is a football Monday, Jason Bishop.
Yes, it is.
Presented by Chenega Mios, a 2022 top workplace. Visit miOScareers.com. We've rebranded it. It's no longer a Misery Monday. I don't know who was the person to make that call, but it is indeed a Misery Monday.
I mean, Misery Monday, it just flows off the tongue. It just sounds better than, is it now Football Monday?
It's Football Monday for the sponsor, but it's Misery Monday in reality, and I just had to look it up to confirm. So these are the last seven seasons for the Washington, now Commanders.
Yeah.
2017, 7-9. 2018, 7-9. 2019, bottomed out, 3-13.
Right.
Bye-bye, Jay Gruden. 2020, 7-9. 2021, 7-10. And we are now trending towards another losing season here in Washington as they are 1-3 and probably going to finish 6-11.
I think it's
7-10.
It's time. It's time.
I think so, too. I know EB didn't want it.
It's early.
I think it's one week early. I'd wait one more week. But you do what you want to do.
The iceberg has not been struck.
It is officially code red week.
It's code red week. This is a must-win game. Yeah. This is a must-win game,
the guys
in my opinion.
In the crow nest, they're now officially sleeping.
They can see the iceberg. No, I think they can see it.
They're sleeping on the iceberg. Okay. The whole thing is they didn't see the iceberg in
time. That's true.
So now they're officially now slumbering on the iceberg that's out in the North Atlantic, waiting for the Titanic to run into it. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't struck yet, but
it's coming.
I feel like it's imminent.
Probably. It looks like it's hard to avoid.
It's probably happening.
I put this up as the Junkies poll of the day yesterday. The Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes, and we'll be talking about it throughout the show. But the offensive ineptitude, who do you blame it most on? Wentz? The offensive line, Scott Turner, or the big boss, Ron Rivera? Because EB kept saying all offseason, well, Wentz is an upgrade on Heinicke. Why do you still have them at 7-10? And I said, well, the offensive line isn't as good, and you poo-pooed it. The offensive line is putrid. Wentz is bad.
I think
Scott Turner's not very good.
There's a lot
and
of
Ron Rivera sucks.
I think it's a conglomerate
of
everything.
It's a mix. It's
Ron Rivera, he sucks. He does.
Well, I mean, it was just their own mistakes. I mean, if you look around the league yesterday and look at all of the bad teams, average to below average teams that were scoring in the 20s and even into the 40s, and then when you score just 10, I mean, again, you're going against a good defense. I get it, but I mean, you gotta be able to score more points than 10.
Well, how about the end of the first half? This is why I say Ron Rivera sucks. They get the ball back with, what, a minute and a half left?
Yeah. Yep.
And they didn't even try.
They didn't try. Yeah.
Like, they didn't even try until there's like 10 seconds left. Okay, Carson Wentz, why don't you throw a Hail Mary bomb, basically.
They're so scared to give the ball back. They coach scared.
Just add again to Ron's resume here. another slow start, and another burial by another team. Now, I know that the game was closer than the final score indicates, but they got blowed out again under Ron Rivera. Yeah. It happens an alarming number of times. It actually happens a lot.
Well, it's just been disappointing because I do think they have I'm sorry, you guys will laugh. I think they have really good weapons on offense, but Carson can't get it to them.
Yeah.
And I think what has happened is the offensive line, we always thought they were bringing in all these random guys and kind of getting away with it, and they would even be rated fairly high. I think that they were just falsely rated that high, and then there was this kind of like false insecurity. You can just plug in any guys and get – I know I felt prey to that. And Carson just needs more help up front. He's playing poorly, but he's not going to play well unless he gets more help because he's out of rhythm. He's missing throws he should make. And, you know, you could see this week he was clearly trying to make an effort not to get sacked, but he's not good at getting rid of the ball, and he had the two – you know, penalties. He was trying to do the right thing, but he's just not good at that.
He's the epitome of a guy who needs it 72 and sunny.
I hate that phrase, but it's right.
And nothing on him. Like
he needs to protect him.
He needs the smoothest sailing of all time for everything to go right for him on offense.
I think that's largely true. He's not the athlete he was a few years ago.
No.
It's kind of sad. I watched a game and I just said, they ran the ball pretty well, but there's no intermediate game, and he just needs more help. He's not good enough to do it on his own.
And you can see that the confidence level on his face just is so low right now.
All of the rabbits he used to pull out of his hat back in the day against Washington, where he could escape the pressure and he could make plays with his feet, those are so far in the past now.
He's just not nimble.
He doesn't have that in the toolbox anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you can blame whoever you want. It's just a bad team.
Right now,
just in a general sense, it's the bad football.
I can tell you this: the person that's getting the most blame, and you can vote the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes, is Ron Rivera at this point, because who put together this offensive line?
Well, it's all his.
It's his baby. On Ron, the coach-centric approach, which Snyder, when he had his presser, when he introduced Ron Rivera, said this is the way the NFL's going, coach-centric. It's not working here. He let Brandon Scherff go for whatever reasons, contractually, whatever. Maybe Brandon Scherff would have gone. They franchised him. He was their best offensive lineman. Gone. Eric Flowers was pretty good. Gone. Apparently still available. But it's a shambles on the offensive line. Ron's in charge of that. I also think Scott Turner, we've said this is the year that you're going to start shining the light on Scott Turner. He's not calling good games. Like, I was worried about this going in, that because of all of the pressure on Carson Wentz the week before, they would start throwing sideways more and more. And it was too much of it. They can't get Terry McLaurin involved. All they did was throw wide receiver screen after wide receiver screen after wide. Like, at least half of Carson Wentz's completions were sideways.
They can't protect him long enough. And, you know, he's been inaccurate.
Yeah.
But largely, it starts up front. You can blame Carson 90% of it, but he needs help up front to do the job.
I'm blaming Ron and Scott. Yeah. Ron for the personnel and Scott because, look, you have to be able to find a way to block three guys rushing. Sometimes they have three guys rushing who are getting in on five and six guys.
Well, Orlovsky pointed out there was one play where I guess Wentz doesn't have the authority to change plays at the line of scrimmage, is my understanding. I don't know if that's accurate. Supposedly, Ron referenced that in the presser yesterday.
He was asked that exact question, and he really didn't answer it.
I don't believe he has the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage. He can make different reads. But in other words, Micah Parsons was on Logan Thomas.
Yep.
Logan, God bless him, is a former quarterback. He's not going to block Micah Parsons. When you see that, you got to... You know, you got to give him some help, switch things around, make an audible.
Call an audible,
that's
maybe.
That's not going to work. You have it? All right, here's Ron talking about when asked about that.
Carson's level of autonomy when it comes to changing plays at the line of scrimmage.
Well, for the most part, it's about going through, you know, your progression. And that's on him. And those are decisions that he gets to make. And, you know, we practice those things. He works through those things. He understands those concepts.
Well, that's not good enough, though.
Yeah. The first progression is oh my God, Logan Thomas is one-on-one with the best defensive player in the league. I have to switch out of this play.
You would and think that was just one play. I don't know how many times that happened, yeah. But presumably, I mean, you saw Micah Parsons was at a different spot every play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were moving around everywhere like friggin' LT.
That's what good defensive coordinators do. They find mismatches along your offensive line.
Well, yeah, and but then he should be able exploit to, he them. Should be able to audible out of that.
I agree.
You would think a veteran quarterback of six years could do that.
Yeah, like yes.
If you have a rookie making his first start.
Well, they obviously don't feel that they don't have the trust.
If Zappy
There's
goes
no trust
in,
there.
Like
no trust.
Did, Zappy goes in yesterday, and if he can't audible, I understand that because he's a third string guy tasting his first NFL action.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz has been on his
I
third team.
I guarantee you he can do it, but they don't trust
they
him.
They don't trust him.
Or slash, they don't want to relinquish that control.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get that aspect of it.
Because really that's
don't.
Not going to work.
The really dumb part of my brain, which is apparently the biggest part of my brain, still thinks for some reason that maybe they beat Tennessee and then beat Chicago on a
Come
short
on.
Week. And get to 3-3.
Well,
three.
That's what I'm
and
grasping at.
I am
grasping at that.
A little bit of me is...
Tennessee's good. I know that you were saying that Tennessee sucked. Tennessee's a pretty good team that had the best record in the AFC last year.
I kind of disrespect that. I just feel
but
like...
But it doesn't matter who they're playing right now. They're so bad offensively.
I know. That's a problem.
It doesn't matter who they're playing.
But I still feel... Again, I know it's
get
dumb.
Right.
Again, I know it's dumb. But I feel like beat Tennessee at home, beat the terrible Bears, and you're at 500. And then...
That's 100% what I'm
then
thinking.
Then you have new life.
That's I know, but, exactly
Yeah, but they're
what
still
I'm
not good.
I'm not confident
They're not a good football team.
Right, but
I
remember,
totally
they got
agree.
Gifted with an unbelievable schedule.
Right.
I'm telling
and
you.
And I don't think that schedule, doesn't matter who's on the schedule. You could have the worst team in the league 17
You're
times.
You're probably
well,
right.
Until they prove to me that they keep losing to bad teams, I'm going to say what Cakes is saying.
I still have a little bit of faith. I don't know why.
Me too.
Not in a specific person.
Well,
I don't have faith.
That
one
big, dumb part of your brain is overtaking everything. Okay?
You're
the same
right.
big, dumb part of the brain that made you play blackjack even when you're losing thousands of dollars.
These things happen.
You kept doing it.
Yeah.
Look, here's their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
QBR. Game one, QBR was 58.5. So even with the four touchdowns, 58.5, slightly above average. 50 is the average. Then 46.3, 13.7, and 23.3. On the year, his QBR is 35.8. That is dreadful.
Yeah.
The offensive line we know is a mess.
Well, I think
the quarterback stinks.
They need to help him.
The coordinator, mediocre at best, and the head coach trending towards another losing season.
Oh, it's going to be a losing season. We all know that.
And also, this is just a cherry on top. William Jackson III stinks. I don't care that he thought a safety was helping him on the wide open CeeDee Lamb touchdown. Horrible free agent signing. That's been
he's been
a
bad.
Disaster.
He's given up too many big plays.
Well, then how about the penalties? A couple of them were questionable, but how about the penalties?
No, the penalties all were
devastating. And Ron boo-hooing about it in the post-game presser.
It's embarrassing.
Why can't we get any penalties? What? I mean, it's a horrible look. It's a big
Terry
mess.
McLaurin had two catches for 15 yards.
That I don't understand.
Well, because they can't protect long enough to get him the ball, and then if they do on the rare, instance, Carson's missing him.
Give him
Carson's
the short
playing
stuff.
Bad, there's no
but,
doubt.
I mean, if I'm Scott Turner, I'm giving him anything short just to get the ball in his hands. He's my best offensive player.
I couldn't believe they kept going to empty backfield sets when our offensive line's struggling all year. Carson's having a hard time under duress making good throws, and they're going to empty backfield.
Struggling.
Almost every time they went empty backfield, it was a disaster. Almost every time. And they kept doing it. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned by it. You got to max protect this guy. That's the one thing I've learned is he needs help.
I know you guys want to give Ron a fourth year. I'd cut it out right now. Like it's over.
Nobody wants
like in
to
college
give him
football,
anything.
In college football, they're whacking coaches left and right. Right? Herm Edwards is gone. The guy at Wisconsin's gone.
JP, hold on.
Once
don't
you know he's like,
don't misinterpret my position. You could fire him. Not one person would shed a tear if you fired Ron Rivera.
I don't think anybody would have a problem with it.
He's not going to be the long-term solution.
I told
you. All of you guys
special.
Were like, oh, I got to give him a fourth year.
Nobody said you got it. We just said it's unlikely that Dan's going to pay him $14 million to go away. So you're just being realistic. But if they fired him, literally not one person in town would cry.
Look, if it was
not
up,
one person.
If it was up to us, we'd all let him go. But it's not up to us. It's up to the guy who's paying him.
Does he?
That's
is
problem.
He the most mediocre of mediocre coaches? 100%.
He's below mediocre.
All he does is make bad like fourth down calls and bad challenges. That's all he does.
And the personnel decisions, it's coming to bite them on the ass.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's killing them.
Another bonus cherry on top. That weasel, Dan Snyder, shows up with frosted tips and blonde hair, posing
terrible pants
with Jerry Jones on the store before the game.
Of course.
What on earth does he think he's doing?
All right, we'll open up the phone lines next. Your chance to vent.
It's
Commanders.
Another poop on the poopies.
They've lost three in a row.
Bickle?
Frustrating.
Seriously. To drop to 1-3 on the season. We will talk to John Keim, insider, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com at 7:20. Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch at 8:40, and RG3 today at 9:20. That's all right here on the Junkies, but your call's next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on Football Monday, presented by Chenega Mios, a 2022 top workplace. Visit MIOScareers.com. Talking about the Commanders' third straight loss. They lose to the Cowboys, lose to Cooper Rush, who is now 4-0 as a starter, filling in for Dak Prescott. Another offensive terrible performance by the Commanders. They just haven't been doing anything since they peaked at Jacksonville in week one, and when Carson Wentz had four touchdown passes.
And the penalties just murdered them. I mean, they were in 2nd and 16 and 3rd and 15.
The penalties
and
were brutal.
2nd and 22 and third and forever.
Third and
like,
longs.
I mean,
they're not good enough to overcome them.
You're not going
to
convert those. Yeah, I mean,
right.
Carson needs... He needs third and
three.
They're
threes. Not as They're not like, that explosive where they can come back from a 3rd and 12.
I actually think they could be if they could protect up front, but they can't protect up front to ever convert the long
Trey Turner
down
is,
and distance.
Trey Turner's trash. We saw yesterday.
He's the worst.
Well, and Ron basically said that.
Yeah. Well, they benched him.
Yeah, Ron said it in the presser. He goes, Trey Turner isn't where we need him to be.
He turned to Sadiq Charles.
Correct.
Instead.
Yeah.
But I'm not even sure he was that much better. I think it was some.
I was going to say Sadiq is probably not much better, but.
Yeah.
And again, those picks and those personnel moves, are all under Ron.
You can't go out and get five new offensive linemen that are, you know, quality. This is who you got.
Well, then they got to do more max protect. I mean, is that not a thing anymore in the league?
No, but they did max protect last week, and they still gave up sacks on max protect.
Well, they had.
Remember, the Eagles weren't even blitzing.
I understand, and that was even the case this week. But still, bring in extra guys, even if they're only rushing four. Bring in extra guys. You need to.
Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Most are blaming Coach Ron the most. Carson Wentz, third, actually, behind the offensive line. Scott Turner getting the least blame amongst the four choices. A lot of people are tweeting us at Junks Radio saying, well, what about Dan Snyder? Didn't put him in the poll because on Twitter you can only put four things in a poll.
Right.
And look, there's nothing they can do about Dan Snyder. Yeah, they can change a coach.
He's the constant.
They can get a new quarterback. They can't change the owner.
No.
Everybody would change the owner. Everybody.
Every single person.
There's not one person in D.C.
No.
That would keep the owner.
Everybody would change the coach, too.
Yes. Yep.
There's not one person.
Now, sure.
Yes, that cares.
There are no Rivera
backers
left.
He's endeared himself. In fact, let me just make a, can I make a pledge or make a request?
Yes.
Can Ron just quit? I would like to ask for Ron to tender his resignation.
He's going
to
walk away from $20 million.
I'm formally asking Ron to tender his resignation. Right. Have some dignity. Do the right thing. No one cares about you anymore. It's not working.
A lot of people feel he's already quit. Like the lack of energy, the things that he says at the podium.
He looks tired.
He looks defeated.
Go play golf at Pebble. You have a great life. You have a beautiful wife, athletic family. Go enjoy it. Go play golf.
Yeah, but his life is better with another $20 million coming in over the next two and a half years.
I'm asking you, please, tender your resignation.
That would be nice, but it's not going to happen.
Tender your resignation.
But then you got Del Rio as your coach, and then you're going to ask him to tender his resignation. Well,
yeah. You don't have to have Del Rio as the coach.
Well, who else is going to coach?
I don't know.
This would be Ron's.
Who's going to coach? Anybody could be better. I don't know.
I mean, who was the guy that filled in last year for the Raiders? He was like a special teams guy, right? Doesn't always have to be a coordinator.
Allen? Was it Allen?
No, it was Bisaccia.
Bisaccia.
Bisaccia, and he actually did well.
Call Sean Payton. I don't know.
I'm just throwing a guy out there who's got head coach experience.
Work for this train wreck?
I know he doesn't want to have Wentz.
Just pay everybody money. Just whatever. I'm asking Ron, tender your resignation. Leave with some dignity.
Man, can you imagine?
It's only going to get worse.
Imagine if we still had Ron every Monday.
Oh.
Like we did last year.
so brutal.
How tense that would be. Oh. It's going to be tense all week anyway. It was tense yesterday.
He gets testier and testier as the weeks go by.
Because it's crumbling.
Right.
He thought he was going to turn this franchise around and build a winner. He did make them respectable, I think, culture-wise.
Guys.
But he's not building a winner.
And for everybody that thinks that Brian Robinson is going to save everything when he comes back. Okay, get over yourselves. I think it'll help some. It's a nice addition, but it's not going to solve all the woes that are going on.
Unless he can play center or guard or even tackle. Sam Cosmi's plays leveled off.
And can Brian Robinson, can he do this? Can he force turnovers? Because I know the defense can't.
Well, defense can't force
turnovers. I
think turnovers.
They forced two yesterday. Cakes gave them back because of penalty.
They're either last or second to last in turnover differential. And if you're living in that neighborhood, you can't win games in the NFL. It's impossible. If you're like a -6 or -7, you don't win games.
Well,
you lose games.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're ranked about 10th in flags. And what'd you say they are in turnover differential?
They're either last or second to last.
Yeah. I mean, nobody scored less points than Washington last
yesterday.
They scored
18 points in 2 weeks.
10 points is disgusting.
All the weapons.
Well, we're not utilizing them. I swear to God, that's the problem.
Offensive line is part of it, EB, and you kept poo-pooing it.
I admit I was wrong. Our best players aren't getting the football. Our best players, and by the way, I don't think people even realize it. I definitely don't think the announcers realized it, but when Dotson had the issue, or they threw to Dotson on the sideline, he ran back to the sideline weirdly. I don't think he ever came back in the game. All of a sudden, De'Ami Brown was in there.
Oh, he's got a hammy.
Yeah,
it was a hammy.
He tweaked his hammy on that play. Nobody was talking about it. You could see they said something to Scott right before he was making the play call, like basically telling him Dotson's out, and he was like, F. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were doomed. Right.
That's, I was wondering why Diami was in there for so long.
Yeah, because you could see him walk off awkwardly.
Yeah, well, if he's got a hammy, then yeah, that's a bigger issue.
He won't be around for a month.
Jason yeah. Bishop, how would you grade Carson Wentz play through four games?
Oh, D.
How'd you grade the offensive line?
F minus.
Yeah, I mean, one of the worst I've seen in the league.
Scott Turner?
I mean, I don't know anything about the dialogue between coordinators and head coaches and quarterbacks. It's I don't tough. Know. I mean, obviously everyone offensively is struggling, so I guess you got to grade them all the same, but I have no idea. I don't know what they talk about during the week.
I'll give Scott maybe Turner they,
maybe
a
they
D.
Try, right. Maybe they try and do things. Maybe they game plan for something, and then guys just don't execute. During
I think
the
they game planned against the Cowboys by trying the quick passing. Mm-hmm. It's not their strength.
Ask me.
Okay, Carson Wentz.
I would honestly say D minus so far.
Yeah. For four games?
Yeah, overall. Yeah.
I'd actually give him a little bit more because he had the four touchdown game.
Yeah, but overall, yes. I would say D minus.
I mean, his QBR is 35. It's terrible.
Ask me offensive line.
F.
F.
Yeah, Scott Turner.
F, right.
D minus?
It's bad.
Ron.
F.
Running game?
C minus? C minus?
Ron is 15 and 23 now.
Yesterday. The running game. Yeah. Listen, the running. Here's the positive.
Positive yesterday.
Here's why you could grasp against Tennessee. The running game was better. They obviously stayed committed to it. You only were sacked two times.
Tennessee just shut down Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. All right.
He also had a high ankle sprain.
But that was.
He did, but he still had 20 carries.
But all I heard all week was how Zeke and Tony Pollard were going to, go crazy on us. That didn't happen.
No, the defense has played better.
The defense played decent.
Yes, 100%.
Decent. That's 2 weeks in a row that the defense at least for half the game has kept you and given you a fighting chance.
Right.
Fighting has it been stellar? Not at all, but it's been, somewhat, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Offense has been an utter, total disaster. And you're right. The offense, to me, it starts up from the offensive line because I do think Carson can make the throws, but not when he's under duress. And not when he's out of rhythm.
He doesn't process
quick. He needs it to be perfect.
He does not process quick. Like the intentional groundings, they brought it up. So that one play which you brought up where Micah Parsons is on Logan and he blows by him, that's the one where Carson rolls right. And then he's just got to throw the ball out of bounds, but he just grasps and grasps and grasps to the last possible second.
I don't think that's a processing issue. That's a stubborn issue.
Okay.
That's a stubborn issue.
It goes with that whole narrative which you heard before, doesn't take the layups, and then he ends up going with the intentional grounding. And then there were a couple, I know Grant Paulson tweeted out, a couple where, and I know this happens with all quarterbacks, but because it was the rap on Carson before, I think people are noticing, where he's trying to jam a ball downfield when he's got two guys right in front of him in his vision, where he can just throw it. 7-yard pass here, 4-yard pass there. Instead, he tries to throw a 20-yarder in between two defenders, and it's incomplete.
Well, he also has 5 interceptions through 4 games. He had 7 all of last year.
Right. That's a lot.
So he's on pace for way more than the 15 he threw 2 years ago.
EB, you want a glimmer? A glimmer of
mm-hmm,
hope?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee stinks on defense. Worse than the Commanders. They give up nearly 400 yards per game.
Yeah,
glimmer of hope.
I don't think it's unreasonable that they could be 3-3. Doesn't mean that they aren't still bad.
Sure.
But I don't think it's unreasonable that they could win 2 in a row. They'd have to play a little better. But I think they could win 2 in a row. The Bears, I have no regard for them. And the Titans,
Oh, God.
So, I mean, whatever. We suck, no doubt.
Yeah.
We suck. But I think we could win the next 2, and then maybe we could build on something. I don't know.
Then you grasp a little bit.
This is the Code Red game.
This biggest
game
of the year.
It was Dallas, and maybe you guys are more correct than me.
Cakes, but the last 2 weeks, the Titans, they beat the Raiders, gave up 22.
Okay.
All right. And they beat the Colts, gave up 17. Largely, those defensive numbers are because the Bills just thrashed them 41-7.
Okay, I'm not doing it game by game. I'm just going per game, what they give up.
They may have figured things out after starting off 0-2.
Possibly.
They've won their last 2, and their defense was pretty strong yesterday.
We're going to find out Sunday if they figured it out.
Right. But I largely have very little regard for Tannehill.
If the comms come out,
it's always winnable,
and score another 10 or 12 points,
well, you can't win.
Then I'll play Titanic every single segment next week.
If they lose next week, play it all show.
Yes.
We'll play it for 4 hours.
All right, you want to get into
Did I give Jonathan Taylor 70 yards? Sorry, he had 42.
Right.
20 carries, 42
yards. By the way.
But you think the Commanders are going to run on him?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I know Derrick Henry is going to run on Washington. Well,
that I know will happen.
And let me tell you something. Taylor, McCaffrey, Henry, it's turning out that I made the right pick. Henry's been the best fantasy player out of
you
those three.
You mean Horsey picks. Made the right pick.
Yes. Horsey.
Yeah, see, Horsey credit.
I was giving him crap.
It's funny. He wants to take credit now, but he was killing Horsey.
No. You're right. It was he had total control of the number one pick. Now, and Dan, I let him take it.
It could all, like, he could snap his leg next week, or he could just have a 10 carry, 30 yard performance. He could. It could happen.
Right. He's got a better chance of having snapping his leg than having a 10 for 30.
Probably not against the Commanders. He's probably going to have a banner day. I would think.
He will. All right, should we get some calls?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Fred. Fred, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Fred, that's you, bud.
Hello.
Hey, Fred.
Fred, what's up?
Fred, right, wake up.
Fred, you're on the air. Who do you blame?
Let's go to Mike in La Plata. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, man?
Hey,
what's up,
buddy?
Hey, look here. This is my thing, right? I need y'all to go to XM Radio so I can cuss on the air.
Yeah, I hear you.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the first thing. Second thing is, Scott Turner is the freaking worst, man. He got to go. His play calling is predictable. He doesn't put you in the right position to make plays. We've got three of the best. I would say we got three of the best young receiving corps in football. But you know what I'm saying? But you're going to piss them off, and then they're not going to hang around much
longer.
What
would you do differently? Again, I understand the frustration. What would you do differently? I don't know what to do differently. What would you do?
Well, first of all, like you said, the offensive line, he needs to – I'm going to start calling him Pat Wentz because that's what he does. He passes the daggone ball instead of getting the ball out of his hand. I mean, how do you fix that? That man's been bad for the – like you said, you got to have a guy in the flat. Why are you trying to throw the ball 30 yards down the field where you can get 10?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's no protection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I just think they have to bring in, you know, they have to have a blocking tight end on virtually every play. And they can't go empty backfield.
Two-man routes.
That's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing I know to do. And it's not like they're blitzing seven guys to your six guys. I mean, as JP points out, a lot of times it's just four guys.
There's no time for the routes to develop. So all you do is you sit down on that sideways crap and short stuff underneath, and it's easy to defend.
And you might
because
also,
there's no threat to go deep because you don't have any protection.
Maybe
you want
a back to block too instead of going.
All right, but if you only have two guys out there, I mean, he's not accurate enough where he's going to get the ball to those guys. You need more guys out there to spread the defense out.
Maybe.
If you're just going to max protect, that limits your options in the passing game.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything they can do.
Does anybody have Scott Turner's email address? We'll send him all these nifty ideas for the offense.
My only suggestion, and it's probably not a good one, but Carson's not mobile enough. You need Taylor or do you need Sam? You need somebody who can evade a pass rush.
Oh, you're calling,
I kept calling for a Carson benching. I said that last week, and you guys jumped down my throat.
I just don't want to give up on the Carson just yet.
I wouldn't go Sam yet. If anybody, I'll go Taylor.
Well, you need somebody who can at least escape the pocket and can avoid a pass rush. And not
I don't think it's a stretch to think the way the offense is currently constructed that a mobile quarterback would do better. I think it's pretty obvious. It's not a good fit. I still think Carson could play in this league. He's proven it.
I totally agree. I think
it's
Carson,
just not a good fit.
I still think Carson is a better option than Sam or Taylor at this point, but you're playing the cards that you're given.
Yeah. It's not working. This fit's not working.
He's a pinata back there at this point.
He needs like Tom Brady like protection.
He also has terrible pocket presence.
He's not very good at that. You're right. He needs to step up.
He doesn't know how to step up. He backs up a lot.
A lot of quarterbacks back up.
That's true.
A lot of quarterbacks backpedal instead of stepping up into the pocket.
Some of those guys are shorter guys who do it on purpose.
Yeah.
He just doesn't work his way in the pocket very well.
Yeah.
I hate to keep bringing up Tom Brady because he's the best ever, but I was watching him last night, and he just doesn't get sacked very often. He got sacked a couple times last night. It's just the way he kind of manipulates the defenders. First of all, he can, and we don't know, but he clearly changes things at the line.
Yeah,
which maybe Carson doesn't have the ability to do, or he just doesn't do. But he just has a way of sidestepping when pressure is coming and just feeling it.
He doesn't have the brains to.
I'm not saying he doesn't have the brains.
I think they haven't given him the permission.
That's possible,
and I think he needs it.
There's got to be a reason, though.
You gotta
sometimes they just don't, they don't trust him.
You got to take the training.
I know, but
wheels
why,
off.
Why don't they trust him?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Know. There's got to be a reason, and we just don't know.
Yeah, but they could be wrong.
But
well, I'm not saying that they're right, but I want to know why they don't trust
him. Well, I think they don't want to relinquish control.
The Scott Turner
thing.
They want
to run what they want to run.
The Scott Turner thing is tough because, Jason, you're right. We don't know what the game plan is and what he's telling his quarterback.
I think it was pretty obvious what the game plan was. Pound the football and try to limit your exposure passing. It just wasn't good enough.
But when you're not getting Terry McLaurin the ball, some of that falls on the offense coordinator. Like, that's the same criticism that they were giving to the Raiders the last couple weeks. Week one, Devontae Adams had a bunch of catches. Then all of a sudden he went silent in week two and three, and they're like, you got to give Devontae Adams the ball. Find out a way to get Devontae Adams the ball, and then the game plan at the end.
I mean, it also depends on who you're playing. I mean,
but this has been four games of Terry McLaurin. Like, he almost never gets anything in the first half, and then he makes up for it in the second half. Like, his numbers are anemic this year.
Yeah.
They're paltry.
Well, yesterday they're playing against one of the best corners in the game, and they're also playing against one of the best fronts that are getting after you. It's not that easy to just get the ball to him whenever you want.
It's your best offensive player.
I understand that, but, I mean, they were throwing to him. They threw it to him down the sideline. Diggs picked it off.
If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A lot of people were tweeting us at Junks Radio, picture that went viral of the two Commanders offensive linemen blocking each other.
Yes.
Don't know whose fault that is, but it's not a good look. Have you seen this, Jason?
Let me see that.
That's not how you're supposed to block in the NFL. It's like they just didn't know what they were doing, and they just closed their eyes.
I mean, to be,
I'm going to block another fat guy.
To be fair,
and it was each other.
To be
I'd
fair
to see
to
that
them,
live.
It's a
action.
Quick screenshot. I mean, we know how Correct. Fast NFL games.
They could have just been bumping into
it's
each
just
other.
A quick yeah. collision.
It doesn't look good.
It's not a great look.
Doesn't look good.
But I'm willing to.
You're
give
giving
it,
a lot of passes.
I am
today.
Giving out a lot of passes. And again, somehow I think as bad as the Commanders have looked, especially in the last 2 weeks,
you don't really think
manufacturing
that.
18 pathetic points, puny points. I still feel like there's a small window where they could potentially get to 3-3.
I'll give you
and
that.
Be in the mix.
I'll give you that. But you're
when
correct.
I said,
it's a small window.
It's a grasper. Yeah. I know. I'm throwing a dart.
I mean, anything could happen.
Well, they have to get on track offensively. They don't score more. You know, they got to score like 20 plus points a game.
Yeah, and they
have a shot.
And they can't allow Derrick Henry to come in and rush for 150 yards.
I think
like,
they've
you can't
proven
let that happen.
They can. The one positive, I think they've proven they can kind of take away one thing. They still give up big plays.
If you're going to take away one thing from Tennessee, it better be the big, gigantic guy with the dreadlocks running the football.
Right, that would be their obvious thing to take away.
And here's the problem with the Commanders. Let's say you even turn it around.
Yeah.
Turns out the NFC East, Cowboys obviously are 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them. They're winning with a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to discount it. They won 12 games last year. I think it was 12 games. Maybe it was 11. I think
Sounds
it was 12.
Right.
You can check. The Giants, they won without a quarterback, legitimately won a game with Saquon Barkley playing quarterback for a while because Daniel Jones was banged up with an ankle,
mm-hmm.
and they had to use Barkley at quarterback. Daboll
Look
doesn't
playing.
Have much to work with. I
you don't need to score many points to beat the Bears.
Well, that's who the Commanders get to play in two
right.
weeks. That's but, why there's
right,
a little bit of optimism.
That's why the whole, honestly, the whole season.
Well, if you lose to the Bears, just wipe everything.
But look,
Daboll.
I agree.
Got to give him credit.
Of course.
Because he doesn't have that much to work with. I don't think he truly believes Daniel Jones is his quarterback of the future, but he finds a way to get wins. Daniel Jones with two bootleg touchdowns yesterday.
He's a good, innovative coach.
Let me tell you
that the Giants hired.
I partied with the New York guys, right? We tailgated. A lot of them support Daniel Jones. They think he can play.
He can't
they
throw
don't
the ball.
Have the, they have
he
a different
opinion.
They say he can make all the throws.
He can't.
They say it's bullcrap.
Well, to be fair, they're also goofball fans.
He's got the arm strength to do it. He doesn't have
not,
the accuracy.
They're not personnel guys. They're guys that are watching other counts.
We
like
saw him against – I mean, I've seen him – in Washington, we've all seen him play against Washington, and he can make throws. The problem is he seems to have that turnover gene that continues
well,
to bite him on the ass.
It's more decision-making than it is physical.
Yeah. I mean, I would say every NFL quarterback can make the throws. I mean, Bailey Zappi came in and threw a touchdown pass.
He threw some like, lollipops, I thought.
It was a lollipop, but he needed – there was a reason he threw it that way.
He had some touch on the ball.
Yeah.
No, he
has
touch.
Look, bottom line is
– He's a third stringer.
They're 3-1. They're not the Eagles are running away with the division. They're the only undefeated
There's
team
no
in the league.
Winning
the division. They started off poorly yesterday, and then they just stormed back.
Their ceiling, the Commander's ceiling is they grasp at a wild card.
Yeah,
that's a grasp.
I'm not worried about the division or everybody the other teams.
Done.
It's irrelevant. They have to win this week.
Yeah,
and then they have to beat the Bears. They don't get to 3-3. It's over.
But also the long term is. They now have to basically sweep the rest of the division games after getting into this hole.
I said this last week.
They're not going to do that.
I said this last week.
I'm just giving the blueprint.
And I'm going to repeat myself. Can you see this team going 9-4?
No.
To get to 10 wins now, they got to go 9-4 the rest of the way.
No.
Of course not.
Most likely not.
It seems impossible right now, but they got to beat Tennessee this week. I'm telling you, this is the code writer.
You can't look at 13 games.
I can't look.
You
got to
look
ahead.
At one. And Derrick Henry is going to run for 100 yards or more and score a touchdown.
Well, they'll also play action.
Think.
Tannehill's not
because
bad.
Every team that plays Tennessee, what do they try and do? Stop Derrick Henry.
Right.
It's not that easy. I don't care how good you are.
I don't think it's that easy, but
I don't care how good you are at stopping the run.
Effort, and you can do it. I think you can do it.
He'll have a good to really good game.
The problem with facing Derrick Henry is it sets up for the perfect script for what Ron is bad at, getting early leads and having a game plan and the game script working out in your favor. Mm-hmm. It just does, like he doesn't do that here. He always falls into holes. The offense is always slow to start. If you do that against Tennessee, then the boa constrictor wraps around you and they just run the ball and strangle you and play keep away throughout the game with Derrick Henry.
That is correct.
You cannot let Tennessee get out to an early lead. You cannot. Because that is a death sentence against that team.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. Let's go to Charles, Southeast. Charles, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing,
hey,
man?
Charles.
All right. What's up?
I got a quick question, man. I heard the announcer say that Montez Sweat was going up against Dallas Cowboys offensive line. He was a rookie. Can somebody tell me, did Montez Sweat change his jersey number?
I think he had one tackle yesterday.
I saw him. He did have one pressure early, I remember.
One pressure and one tackle.
I'm not saying that was what it said statistically. I just remember.
I believe he got credit for a tackle for loss, which is probably his biggest play of the season so far.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he's been a massive disappointment. He's been virtually invisible. Ron's protected him publicly and said he's been stout. Maybe he has been.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but from a fan's perspective, he's been non-existent.
That's a first-round pick that you expect to have, at this point in his career, a dozen sacks and to be a game changer on defense.
Here are your stat line. Jonathan Allen, who will join us tomorrow.
Jonathan was a beast.
Yep.
At 9 o'clock.
Payne was too.
He finished with 8 tackles, 1 sack, 4 tackles for loss, 1 quarterback hit, 1 pass.
He couldn't do any more than what he did.
Yeah. Montez Sweat, they give him 2 tackles, 1 solo, 1 tackle for loss. He did have 1 pass defended.
Yeah.
So he knocked down one ball.
I thought Jamin took a step
back,
too.
But zero sacks.
Like, we're always in these weird spots where Jamin's defending CeeDee Lamb or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's not Jamin Davis' fault.
Well, I know.
Unless he's doing something wrong within that scheme, he'll never be able to cover CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. Well, no, they also say, like, he leans the wrong direction or he gets too shallow. He could play it better, but it's still a mismatch.
Correct.
I mean,
you've got to have a DB.
You
have to have a corner or a safety running with CeeDee Lamb.
See, that's a scheme problem, I think.
I would agree
with that. That's a Jack Del Rio problem.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I know we got John Keim coming on at 720. Michael Phillips, who covers the Commanders for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He'll be on at 840. And, of course, we have Robert on at 920. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.